Now, if you live in a rural area, and you should know that everything's a long way apart, and especially in developing countries where roads are awful and it can take hours and hours to get even only maybe 10 or 15 miles. Now, this is bad enough in everyday life, but if you imagine the problem, if you're in a clinic, you want to get some tests back for a patient who might be dying, you need to know what those results are. It's going to take 2 or 3 days to get the results back. It's not going to be very good for the patient. Now, Barry Mendelow of the South African National Health Laboratory Service has a solution to this problem. Basically, spy planes. Not the big ones costing millions of pounds, but small, uncrewed aerial vehicles that have been developed for soldiers to be able to see over the next hill so they can work out who to shoot and when to run away. These are basically like radio-controlled planes, but with a computer and a GPS system. So they're essentially autonomous and can fly a pre-programmed course over maybe about 50 kilometres at 45 kilometres an hour.
How big are they, Dave?
These things are, depends on the size. They've been building two of them. One, some of them are sort of maybe sort of about 80 centimetres wingspan. There's a bigger version with sort of a couple of metre wingspan.
And how are they controlled?
Basically, you plug them into a computer. I think they might even be able to be programmed by a mobile phone. You give them a set of GPS coordinates that'll fly from one GPS coordinate to another. So first of all, you take the plane, you fill it with the samples you want to take. You then set it off, it then flies over to the place where it was supposed to be, and then automatically drops the cargo onto the lab. Then it flies back to you so you can catch it. And then the lab does the analysis and then SMSs you with the results.
Quick question, how does it land safely, though?
It depends on... They've been doing two versions. There's a big one, which basically you have to get radio controls out to land fairly smoothly and gently. And there's a small version, which is basically can fly so slowly that it can just basically land on a flat-ish piece of ground.
And how much does it cost? Because I guess cost is a key question, isn't it?
These sort of things, they vary in price quite a lot. The military ones are sort of maybe £10,000. But if you made a lot of them, they could probably be down to about £1,000 if you did a lot of them.
So this is not something, although Africa would like this, it's maybe not something they can afford.
Possibly not to start with until you start. If you started mass producing them, then you probably could, but to start off with, it would probably be rural areas in places with some money, but not probably not none.
Certainly a natty idea, though.
Excellent, yeah.